This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of the Zioli Show. And do us a big favor, please. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribing always helps. Tell your friends. Enjoy the podcast.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Well, of course, with Jussie Smollett, you understand he's still the victim, right? I mean, it's not his fault. He's still a victim. It's your fault. It's my fault. It's Trump's fault. The pressure just gets to you. The pressure gets to you, and the next thing you know, you're faking a hate crime. But it's definitely not his fault. It's our fault for making the country so Trumpy, I guess. So now the predictions have come true. I haven't gotten any emails from people that were calling me a terrible person for suggesting that Jussie Smollett made the whole damn thing up. I haven't gotten any emails apologizing yet, saying, all right, I was wrong. Sorry, you're not a terrible... Maybe they still think I'm a terrible person. Either way, though, this was pretty obvious from the get-go. But listening to some of the commentators discuss it, it's pretty obvious that they are saying now that he's just suffering from a symptom that's plaguing so many of us. It's just that the country is so tense and so divided, and so it's just, you know, it gets to you after a while. Some people overeat. Some people maybe take up jogging. Some people commit fake hate crimes. It's hard to say. But it's the Trump factor in all of this. It's nonsense. Jussie Smollett, you know, I think he did this for his own career, actually. I think he did this for his own career. I think the guy was trying to get a part in a play, try to help himself. It's a self-promoter. He had auditioned that day, that Saturday, for a play that centered on a black gay athlete who was beat up in a hate crime. And that's just what so coincidentally played out on the streets of Chicago. And he kept Instagramming the fact that his flight was running late. He kept Instagramming that he's, I'm not there yet, not there yet, not there yet. Which I think, as will the prosecutors will prove, was probably his way of communicating with the Nigerian brothers. Like, guys, wait, I'm still not, not taking off yet. Hold on the fake hate crime till I'm in the air and then on the ground. Don't commit the fake hate crime till I'm on the ground. But he did this. The police say he wasn't happy with his salary. That's probably part of it. He tries out for this play. It's almost verbatim the plot of the play. So he's not very creative with his fake hate crime. And then, of course, there is the thing that he does hate Trump's guts. He's one of those rabid anti-Trump kind of people. He just thinks that he's got to expose the hate. He's always going after him on Twitter. So why not throw in for good luck the old, you know, this is MAGA country? Because he didn't have to do that part. And ironically enough, had he not, like, let's just say he had said he got beat up by a couple of guys who threw bleach at him and put a noose around his neck. I don't know if it would have ever got to this point. I don't know. But it's a good question, right? What did it was when he said they yelled, this is MAGA country. That's when everybody suddenly said, wait a second, hold on, a couple things here. Chicago is not MAGA country, but B, Trump supporters don't run around doing this kind of stuff. I know you want to have this fantasy that they do, but they don't. Nobody does. Nobody really does this stuff. So if he had just left it as he got beat up, bleach, and a noose, and they call him some bad words, there might have been people who went back and forth about whether or not the guy was making it up, whether he was covering for a date that went wrong or something. But it probably would have been a one-day story. Next day, the police called him and said, we're hearing on social media that you're telling people that these guys yelled, this is MAGA country, MAGA meaning make America great again. At that moment, it became a Trump-inspired hate crime, which at that moment now took the media and politicians by storm. You know, Senator Cory Booker, my senator from New Jersey, Count Grandstangela, he never is there, but he still gets a paycheck. It's amazing. He wants to have the Federal Anti-Lynching Act passed, and he used this opportunity to push the Federal Anti-Lynching Act. Now, I know a couple things. Number one, lynchings are not happening, and B, if a lynching does occur, it's going to be prosecuted. You know what I mean? There is no place in this country, I mean no place, where you can lynch a human being and have it be tolerated. Nowhere. There's not a single town. I don't care even if the town has a racist mayor or a racist police chief, like on some show. You know, like the chief of police, a big old racist or something like that. If you lynch a human being in that town, there's going to be major consequences. It's going to be a problem for you. You're not going to get away with it. And yet we need a federal anti-lynching act. But this is Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, their anti-lynching bill. This was their way of now having a way to, again, grandstand. And to say, because of the hate in America, we have to have a federal law to deal with hatred. And the lynching thing was amazing to me because, again, I don't know where lynching is still a problem in America in this day and age, or anywhere, for that matter. Now, it does happen in these crazy Middle Eastern countries. It does. It happens in Africa. And some of these crazy African countries, the same ones, by the way, where they kill you for being gay. It happens there in some of those places. But we don't want to impose our values on those countries because that would be very, very Western white guy imperialistic. So, you know, God forbid we say anything. That would be just, you know, so harsh. That's what the editor from Out Magazine said, if you remember, from in response to President Trump continuing President Obama's policy on condemning countries that have crimes where it's a crime to be gay and they punish you and execute you and stone you and all the other things. Some of the woke lefties said, how dare you criticize their culture? I know these people are insane. They didn't know which side to take in all this. But with Jussie Smollett, had he just said, yeah, you know, the couple guys beat me up and some bleach and a noose, and it would have been a one day story. He may have even gotten away with it. Who knows? But once it became a national story and you had people like Ellen Page going on Stephen Colbert and suggesting that how dare we question this? Well, now you made the Chicago police look bad. They had to do their job and go where the facts went. I bet you he never thought that they would actually investigate to this degree. You know what I mean? When this knucklehead Jussie Smollett pulled this off, I bet you he thought it was going to file a report. And that'd be the end of it. And then he could go back to his employer at Empire, the show, Fox, the parent company of the show. And then maybe the people in the play that he auditioned for and say, hey, I'm perfect for this part. I literally was just beat up because I'm a black gay guy. So I'm perfect for this role. And that might have been the end of it. But when he did the MAGA thing, now he made it into a this is Trump's America. And so now he's facing 1 to 3 years in prison. In prison. And I laugh at this, too, because of how many people not only bought it, but were angry at anyone who questioned it. They were outright angry. If you doubted it, you were a bad person. I got an email from somebody, just a couple words. You are a terrible person. All I did was question the story. That's it. I questioned the story, and I was a terrible person for it. Ellen Page is an actress. She hasn't done much lately, but she was on Stephen Colbert, and obviously she's very, very left, and she's woke. So I want you to listen to this now. This is emblematic of exactly what I'm talking about. It's not even a matter of you being outraged at what allegedly happened. That wasn't enough for them. If you questioned it or had doubts about it, that was just as bad as if you had beat the guy up yourself and poured bleach on him. Cut one.
We have a media that's saying it's a debate whether or not what just happened to Jussie Smollett is a hate crime. It's absurd. Mm-hmm. This isn't a debate.
I agree.
That's Stephen Colbert. I agree.
Sorry, I'm like...
Not at all.
I'm like really fired up tonight,
This is how you have to be fired up.
It feels
up.
Impossible to you not feel to this way right now with up. The yeah. president and the vice president, yeah. Mike Pence, who like wishes I couldn't be married. Let's just be clear.
He wishes the that every president night. He stays up late at night wishing that you, Ellen Page, couldn't be married. That's Mike Pence's great wish. Every night before bedtime, he lights some candles. And he puts your movies in a pile around the candles, and he just makes a wish that you'd get a divorce. That you'd get that's what's on Mike Pence's mind these days. Your marriage. Keep going.
He wanted to ban that in Indiana. He believes in conversion therapy.
What does this have to do with Jussie Smollett? Nothing.
He has hurt LGBTQ people so badly as the government of Indiana, and I think the thing we need
did he
to
kill him like in the Middle East, like in Africa, where they kill gay people, like the administration's now trying to stop? Ellen Page, I'm curious, how many gay people were stoned to death in Indiana under Mike Pence? Did he throw the first stone? Was that his thing as governor? He's like, listen, not only are we going to execute you for being gay in Indiana, but I'm the one doing the executing. All right, I'm the guy. You call me Hangman. Governor Hangman. Okay? Or is it that that stuff happens in, you know, Africa and the Middle East, and actually the Trump administration, of which Mike Pence is part of, he's the vice president. They're condemning and making a concerted effort with the world community to ensure that people are not prosecuted for being gay. But that doesn't, you know. Oh, sorry.
Did this in terms of connecting the dots, in terms of what happened the other day to Jussie. I don't know him personally. I sent all of my love.
All of your love?
Connect the dots. Mm-hmm. This is what happens.
When?
If you are in a position of power and you hate people.
Right.
And you want to cause suffering to them.
Mm-hmm.
You go through the trouble. You spend your career trying to cause suffering. What do you think is going to happen?
What do you think? What do you
Kids
think?
Kids are going to be abused, and they're going to kill themselves.
What?
And people are going to be beaten on the street.
What? Huh? Huh?
I have traveled the world, and I have met the most marginalized people you can
Can't
be.
You stay there with them?
I have
cheer them up?
I have traveled the world, and I have met the most marginalized people you can meet.
Oh, man, is she
dramatic. I am lucky to have this time and the privilege to say this.
This is on a late night comedy show. This is on a late night, quote unquote, comedy show.
Her mom is like, yep, she was just like that as a teenage girl. We couldn't wait till she moved out. All that drama.
Oh, my goodness.
This needs to stop.
Oh.
Wow. Look at you. You go, girl. Yes. So blaming President Trump for the hatred that caused a fake hate crime to commence on the streets of Chicago. Right there is encapsulates everything that I've been saying to you. It's exactly what I mean. They blame Trump for everything, and then the hatred rises up and rises up, and then all of a sudden it's boom, right there in front of you on national television, on a so-called late-night comedy show. I pity anyone who went to the audience that night, went to the show thinking they were going to be entertained. Like, imagine that. You get your tickets, you book a hotel in New York, you go out to dinner, you spend like $1,000, you go there thinking you're going to be entertained. You have this drama queen up there crying and the marginalized people, and you're going, oh my God, the tickets were free, but this is not, I had to pay so much money. I can't believe it. And you go, can we just get somebody funny on the show for 5 minutes? And there's Colbert sitting there going, I know. And then he just turns over the show to her. Go ahead. Do your thing. Do your thing. We've given up. We've suspended comedy for the night because of Ellen Page. I feel so bad for these people. They go to a taping of a show thinking maybe I'll be entertained. Well, they should have known what they were getting with Stephen Colbert, I guess.
Rizzioli 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.